Last night, the Bloomington City Council unanimously approved new financial controls for the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission. City Clerk Regina Moore presented the synopsis of the motion to the council.
This legislation is coming forth from the mayor in concert with the entire council. Its primary purpose is to strengthen the City of Bloomington's financial policies and to ensure the proper stewardship of taxpayer dollars. This ordinance makes it a requirement of local law that the City of Bloomington Redevelopment Commission follow the City of Bloomington Controller's financial standards, which ensure proper segregation of duties. It further guarantees that any funding resolution may not be open-ended, but must be specifically tied to a specific contract and a vendor and include a definite date when the funding shall terminate. And I have a note here. This ordinance was revised after it was released in the packet and before it was introduced at the regular session on May 20th. The revisions affected Section 1 by first correcting a grammatical error and second clarifying that the commission requires staff to comply with the controller's standards when the staff was acting under its authority and supervision.
This reform to the Redevelopment Commission's internal financial controls will put into code practices already adopted by the commission a year ago. These controls were put into place in the wake of a major fraud perpetrated by a former city employee. In March, Justin Wyckoff pled guilty to defrauding the city of more than $800,000 while employed as a project manager for the city. He perpetrated this crime while administering concrete contracts for sidewalk work within city TIF districts. City project work within tax increment financing districts is administered by the Redevelopment Commission. The misappropriated funds were authorized and overseen by the commission. City Controller Jeff Underwood told the council that this kind of problem and the search for reforms is common among redevelopment commissions across the state.
I failed to mention that Lisa Abbott is president of the Redevelopment Association of Indiana. They do meet quarterly and discuss all issues related to redevelopment commissions. I'm happy to report that everybody else is struggling in this area as well, and that we are kind of out on the forefront with those issues. And they do work actively to assist in effective changes, one of which was there was a number of reporting requirements that were difficult to follow and what needed to be filed and who it was filed with. And the association was very successful in working with the legislature this past time and got a change to that that consolidated the reporting and streamlined that. So it's very clear what needs to be reported and when, in addition to the reports that give you on an annual basis as well.
Under the new regulations, the commission will review each phase of every contract and its associated expenditure for every contract as it proceeds. Furthermore, all prospective spending will be examined by the city's auditing department and legal department, after which it will go back to the commission for its approval. Finally, the city's auditing and legal departments must sign off on each payment. Council President Dave Rollo made a final comment on the legislation.
All right, let me just add that I appreciate your work and I appreciate the administration's attention to this about codifying financial controls that have been put in place for over a year now. I appreciate the administration's diligence on this attention to TIF funding.
The City Council passed the ordinance unanimously.